Good morning. I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next 10 minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. I pray that God will richly bless you.
The Spirit clearly says that in the latter days, some will abandon their faith in God and follow other ways. But I have set my course, and I will make it through. I choose to walk this narrow way, the road that leads to you. I'll go the distance. I'll go the distance. Will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize in Christ Jesus. I'll go the distance.
Well, good morning. This is the Reverend Dr. Chad McMullen. Glad to be with you on Go the Distance this morning. What a privilege it is to bring you the good news. It's always good to be with you. The website at the church that I serve is firstforgod.com. I wish you'd go check it out. We've got a very interactive website. We've got live stream videos of our worship services there. Better yet, we'd love to have you come and worship with us. Sunday mornings at 9 or 11 o'clock, depending on what style of worship you like. We've got a great traditional service and a also great contemporary service. Please feel free to come. What a privilege it is to be with you this morning. Scripture reading is from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 2, 14 to 17. And while I turn to it, I'd just like to invite you into a quick word of prayer. Oh God, we come to you this morning hoping to hear your word. We thank you for this ministry that makes it possible and for the airwaves that we've fallen upon this morning, that your word would reach out and touch people right where they are. Amen. Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. For we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one we are the smell of death, to the other the fragrance of life. And who is equal to such a task? Unlike so many, we do not peddle the word of God for profit. On the contrary, in Christ we speak before God with sincerity, like men sent from God Himself. We are the sweet smell, the aroma, the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved. I really love that text. I love how Paul says, those who are being saved. Because in some sense, salvation is a process. More than just proclaiming that we believe something and getting baptized, it's a way of life. It's a continual choice. It's a process. Salvation is in process. It's happening. It's not just a one-time momentary decision. It's an ongoing, eternal process. Now, I don't want to chase that idea very far because I want to explore the idea of our scent. In other words, how do we smell? If Paul is right here, we're supposed to be the aroma of Christ, and we come across in a certain way, and people are positively affected. Like a field of clover in springtime, that sweet summer rain smell, the fragrance is pleasing, the aroma is a blessing. If you were here this week at all, you would have seen and smelled the scent of Christ. People serving one another, people loving one another. When people teach and share and show, you know, the ministry that we have to kids at our church is such a blessing. The kids gather, they learn new stuff, they're taught about God, they're taught about Jesus, they're taught about grace, they're taught about forgiveness. I enjoy watching the team leaders teach. I enjoy watching how they want to demonstrate forgiveness, how they want to show the kids what it means. Love to hear the stories of times when people get hurt and they need to be forgiven, times when we find it hard to forgive, and the other day I was with this teacher, and she showed a video on forgiveness. And one little boy, he stood up and he said, a kid at school punched me right in the jaw. It hurt so bad I'll never forgive him. Never, never, never am I going to forgive him. Another time, my little brother broke all my Legos. I'm never going to forgive him. I love that moment. I mean, it was such a raw moment. That's exactly how most of us feel. That's exactly how most of us want to respond. If somebody does us wrong, we want to get even. We want to pay them back. We want to hold a grudge or punch them back. Whatever it is, that's what we desire until we meet Jesus Christ, or at least until we learn about him. And then we change because we've learned from him. We don't say, I'll never, never, never forgive. We say, wow, that's going to be hard to forgive. A little bit later that same night, kids and I went into an incredible storytelling time. And in our storytelling time, we met a guy named Peter who was a dressed-up Bible character. He was all upset because he had denied Christ three times. He was distraught and he was upset with himself and he was frustrated and scared. And he asked all the children what they thought. What should he do? And this little boy, the one who was so adamant about not forgiving those who hurt him, I heard him say something profound. He was sitting on the floor with 10 other kids. And this little boy said to the Apostle Peter himself with dead seriousness, he said, God's going to forgive you. Somewhere along the line, this little boy is going to realize that he too is in need of forgiveness and that God will give him what he needs. When he realizes this, something inside him of his is going to happen. Something inside is going to shift. He's going to get it. He's going to grasp it. He's going to become someone who forgives others as well. He's going to become an agent of grace. He's going to become the aroma of Christ. He's going to be someone who shares forgiveness. See, that's what Christians are. We're people who have sinned and we know it. We're people who have struggled with sin and we know it. Every week we come to church and we're reminded that Jesus died for us and that he shows us a better way. And when we remember these things and we treat people like we know the things about ourselves, that's when we come across beautifully. That's when we come across sweet. That's when it's incredibly authentic and when it changes lives. It's the times when we forget these things and we get all judgmental and condemning and arrogant that we come across a little more stinky and sweaty and smelly. We live in a time where there are lots of people leaving the church, a time when the church is experiencing mass exodus across the board in our nation and across the world. They're finding it easy to leave behind the judgment. They're finding it easy to leave behind the guilt and the shame that's coming from the people within the church. The dirty looks, the judgment, almost everything is in line for some people's judgment. Lots of people are disgusted with getting judged. How does a Christian become a judge of others? They've taken their eyes off the beautiful aroma of forgiveness. They've forgotten about grace and they've forgotten what sets them apart. I read a story about a woman named Anne Rice, who in a period of a few years went from being an outspoken and proud Christian to someone who quit doing Christianity altogether. This is how she wrote it. She said, I quit. I'm done with being a Christian. But not because being a Christian... Hang on, let me read it again. I quit, she says. I'm done being a Christian. I remain committed to Christ, but not to being Christian or part of Christianity. It's simply impossible for me to follow Christ and belong to this quarrelsome, hostile, disputatious, and deservedly infamous group. Now, this is horrendous to me. It's horrendous because it's often true. Too many churches are forgetting the mission. The church is to be the fragrance of Christ. And when it ceases to be what it's intended to be, man, it reeks, it stinks. Quarrelsome, hostile, disputatious group of people, those are not good smells. To be the fragrance of Christ, we have to remember that we've been spared, that we've been forgiven, and that despite our flaws, it's not something we've earned or created, but something that was offered to us supernaturally. Grace sets us apart It's what smells so good in remembering that we too, even while we were sinners, are saved. Our job is to see to it that nobody misses that. And if we were honest with ourselves today, we don't always do a good job of that. The way we treat people matters. It makes a huge difference whether I treat a non-believer as someone who is wrong or as someone who is on the way but lost. There's a big difference there. You cannot be the sweet-smelling fragrance of Christ while you're condemning people. You cannot be the sweet-smelling fragrance of Christ and forget that you were once lost too. Grace is what smells so good, and for those of us being saved, it's our job to make sure others smell it. May you become an agent of grace today and spread the very aroma of Christ Himself, the sweetest smell of all. Thanks be to God. This is the Reverend Dr. Chad McMullen with First Christian Church in Sedalia. We're right across from the old historic Jenny Jane Stadium on 200 South Limit. We would love to have you worship with us on Sunday mornings at 9 or 11. Thank you again. God bless you and have a great weekend.
The Word of God has been brought to you by Sedalia Steel Supply, 1900 Ristler Road. Have a good day in the Lord.
I pray you've been blessed by this week's messages. Next week's pastor is Jerry Basinger. This is Gail Lamb with Go the Distance. Have a blessed day.